Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Hi everyone, welcome to High Vibes and a Mic. I'm your host, Véronique. Today, I speak with Didi Lyons, a powerhouse founder of Feel Good Express lifestyle program, empowerment coach, speaker, and author, who has cracked the code on self-love, manifestation, and divine guides. After years of thriving in the corporate world, she discovered a life-changing secret. When you release limiting beliefs, collaborate with your guardian angels and step into self-love, you can manifest miracles. Hi, Didi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It was so much fun getting on here with you. You were great.
Oh, no, we had some technical difficulties before logging in, but it was okay.
Now we both kept our sense of humor going, which was great.
Yeah, I love it. So thank you for coming. Today, we're going to talk about learning to love yourself, how to become a love magnet. We're going to talk about angels, guardian angels, a lot of things. So I want to start with you. You used to work in broadcast for a long time, and then you switched as an empowerment coach. So what happened? Tell us about that.
Yes. I actually was working 32 years in broadcast sales and marketing, and I started in New York City at Petrie Television, then Cox Communications, and then I got recruited to the NBC affiliate in West Palm Beach, and I did marketing and sales there. But, you know, it's funny. I was using a lot of my tools that I use now in my Feel Good Express empowerment coaching and seminar business that I was doing when I was working in broadcast sales. So I would say in 1997, when I got an angel reading, that's when I tied in the spirituality with the corporate business world.
So what do you mean by, did somebody give you a reading and it was from an angel, or did you receive a message from an angel? What do you mean by that
for people? So, okay. I like to tell this story because the way I first got connected to the angels was in a subway stop in New York City, First Street and Lexington Avenue. I don't know if you've ever been to New York City.
Yeah.
There I was, and I was on the platform, and I looked at the magazine stand, and I saw Time Magazine say, "Angels, do you believe in heaven?" and all these clouds and everything on the front of Time Magazine. Now, that's a political news magazine. So I had to buy it because I was going, why are angels in the front of the magazine? And that's kind of when it started there. And I'm reading it. And then I went, of course, down to my favorite salon at my lunch hour to get some hairdo and all of that. And one thing led to another, but there was a woman sitting next to me and she said, "You sound like you're ripe for an angel reading." And so I looked at her and went, "An angel reading? What's that?" And that's how it all started. So I went for an angel reading. Yeah. Took a train up to Connecticut and met with this woman, Trudy Griswold. She showed me how to journal to the angels.
Okay. Because I get reading from a psychic. So she was a psychic?
I don't know if she was. She just called herself an angel channeler, angel connector.
Channels, angels. All right.
But channeling and psychic abilities, because some people ask me that, because I channel a lot of messages from my clients or through journaling, and it just comes in whispers, you know, and you just like have this higher knowing. And some people go, "Oh, you're psychic." I don't, I,
I think we all need to be psychic anyway, right?
Yeah.
We just need to open up and work on it a little bit. I think we all need to be psychic.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So you talk about your program called the Feel Good Express, FGE.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle program. So how can you help people transform their lives?
What I do is, and I love saying these, are the four things I'll do for you. I'll help you fall in love with yourself. That's the first thing. Then okay. You start owning your gifts because you're loving yourself so much. And then you step into this power because you feel, you just start vibrating higher. You start feeling better. And then I say, you can't do this alone. We have to do it. I have my little angel stone here. You have to do it with your guardian angel because your guardian angel is aligned with you, your soul's purpose, your happiness. And they're with you from the minute you pop out of the womb until you shift to the other side. And they're solely for you. But I always tell people this, they're hovering until you ask. So they're going, I wish Dee Dee would give me something to do today. I'm so bored. So that's how I help people with the program.
So how do you talk to your guardian angel? Do you pray? Do you have to, because you talk about journaling. Do you journal with your guardian
yes,
angel?
Yes, I have actually a journal, my feel good journal.
Yeah.
But yes, that's how I learned to do it. And so when I have angel journaling classes, I mean, some classes I have is how to attract a soulmate, how to fall in love with yourself. But the main one probably is the journaling with your angels. And when you journal, you start to write, right? To, I say, your best friend, someone that loves you inside out and backwards, and you can trust and feel safe with. So you're going to write to that angel. Now, as you're writing to the angel, what happened to me when I was writing, probably like a couple of months, I was like, my handwriting is changing. It's going really fast. It was almost like hard to read back. So I knew I was connecting. But some people will say to me, well, what if, you know, how do I know for sure it's my guardian angel? So I said, look, if it's the Blessed Mother, if it's a deceased loved one, if it's Jesus, it doesn't matter as long as that resonates with you and you feel like you're getting answers to what you need.
Do you have to do that every day?
No. No, I have things that you have to do every day to stay in love mode. I have Dee Dee's daily dos.
Oh,
I'll talk about those five. But, you know, you could journal. I like to journal at least a couple of times a week. It's great when you're on a plane or a train or keep it in your purse. You're in a waiting room to see the dentist or, you know, somebody and they're backed up. So you have that time. But a couple times a week.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not too much. That's good.
No, I never want to give anybody too much to do because everybody has so many things on their to-do list, right?
And how will you help people? Because you're talking about raising vibration, your vibration. So if someone is starting their journey, how can they do that? What was the first thing they could do to raise their vibration? You need to get rid of, you know, the bad and all the bad, you know, thinking and be positive. But is there anything else we could do?
Well, the first thing, and this is mandatory that I want people to do, it's write down your worry and doubt list.
Mm.
And I picked up this tool from a book called The Artist's Way, and I kind of altered the tool, but she had all her, it was Julia Cameron. She came out with the book, I think, in the late 80s. But she had all her dancers, singers, producers, all her creative people, artists, write front back, 3 pages of anything that could be blocking their productivity, their creativity, and you just freehand write. So I changed mine to, it's called the morning papers, but I changed mine to worry, doubt, fear, sadness, anger, all the lower vibrating emotions that block your joy. And I have another person that I've been following for years, Esther Hicks. She has a famous, a lot of books out, but
I know her. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Asking it is given. So she has the emotional guidance scale in her book because I feel like your feelings are your guides. And so on the bottom of the scale is worry, doubt, fear, frustration, grief, right? And then she says, just shoot for a more positive feeling, like just grab the next one. Like maybe you might want to go into a giggle, or you go into hope, which is kind of in the middle. And then from hope, you actually can climb up all the way to gratitude, compassion, joy, and love. Because that's where we want to be, right? Most of the time, if we can. But life happens, right? We get derailed, we get pulled away from that nice stream that we're in. So I'm big on having people be with their feeling, like feel them, but don't spend days and weeks with the lower vibrating ones. So I have people write in the morning, I'm worried about this, I'm sad about this, I'm anxious about this. Write front, back, shred it. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
And then go right into gratitude.
Yeah. Acknowledge and move on, right?
Yeah. Yes. And you're doing it every day, because I need to do it every day, because I need to empty out my channel of any negative thoughts or worries or things that are churning, so I can help people. So that's a tool that I do every day. And I actually, if I get a call from a client and they say, yeah, I'm kind of stuck, nothing's going well, and then I go, did you do your worrying to help this? And then they're like, haven't done it for a few weeks. And I'm like, okay, start doing it. Because then after that, when you go into gratitude mode, and I have people do it in the mirror, because gratitude in the mirror, you're getting two tools in one in the done column, because you did your worry and doubt list. And you get in that mirror and you start telling your inner child or yourself how much you love yourself and how grateful you are about three things, like I'm a good dancer, or I'm a great friend and I love to laugh a lot. Just three things in the mirror. So now you're in gratitude mode and self-love mode at the same time.
Yeah, I was speaking with another guest last week, and she was telling me that we have, I don't remember the number, like 10,000 or 7,000 thoughts in our mind every day or every minute or whatever. And it's always, and most of it is negative.
You're right.
We're like, you know, attracted to the drama. So we need to get rid of this.
You're so right. And then I remember when I heard that was years ago, and I don't know if it was exactly the same way, but so I thought, that's not me. I don't have negative thoughts. So I thought every time I was at work, anytime I had a negative thought, I would put like a pen dot, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. It's all over.
And that's a lot.
Wow. You don't know you're doing it. It's just, you know, it just comes naturally.
Yeah. I think that guest, I think that was a man. He was telling me that every time you have a negative thought, just, he had a rubber band on his wrist and you just snap it.
That bunch of ink marks.
Snap it. So when you journal with your angel, like, so that's a coaching method, I guess. So can he help you like connect directly and be self-aware of, I don't know, what the message that they can send you? How do you get the message from the angel? Is that something that will pop up in your mind or?
So this is it. I talk about the four clairs a lot. I'm sure you know there's clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairaudient, and clairsentious. So we all have all four. So one or two are usually more predominant. So it's just hearing on a higher level, clairaudient, clairvoyant is seeing on a higher level, clairsentious is the feeling one, that empathic. Most women have that in a big way. And then I have the other one pretty dominant. It's called claircognizance. So it's just crystal clear knowing. You just know.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about that one. Okay. You just know. Yeah.
You just know, and I'm sure it pops up for you, where you just know what that person or that situation calls for. You don't have any proof, nothing scientific, and it could be, you know, your heart, your gut, but you just know what to do. So when you say that getting answers, that's what your question was really like, getting an answer. So when I start asking for guidance, I'm writing, this is something that I need to get an answer on. You know, I'm working with this client. Seems like they need this. Should I give them more of that? And then I'm coming up almost with my own answer, but it's also opening up another perspective for me. So I feel like I get answers from the angels, but it's like, it feels like it's a combination of my gift, because I'm so open and I'm so believing. You know, it's the believing.
Important.
And then you get a sign. You're on a walk and you're thinking about something you needed an answer on, and a butterfly comes across your path, or there's a feather on the ground, and you go, what was I just thinking about? Okay, so that's the answer.
Okay, got it. And so you're working also with, I guess, people who have like very high stressful job. So what is corporate spirituality? Because I think you talk about that. Corporate spirituality.
So I believe that you have to bring your spirituality wherever you go, especially into work. If you're in a corporation, especially, don't save it for the weekends, for church or temple or ashrams. Take it everywhere.
That's what people do, right?
Right. They save it. I'm going to go on a retreat this weekend. But Monday through Friday, they're stressed out and they're not using any of their spiritual tools.
Yeah. Okay. So every day, all the time, be spiritual.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes it's hard because sometimes you forget about that spirituality when you're working with crazy people or crazy hours. It's true that you can forget about being spiritual, right?
Yeah. And keeping your heart open. Like I do some aromatherapy classes. This is one of my favorites, inner child. And I just put a little on my heart chakra. I make sure my heart is involved with my mind. Because if you're up here all the time, not good. You don't want to be here all the time. Well, maybe you do. But a mixture of the two. Because your heart has a voice. It has answers. And I don't know if you know about this great website that I follow called Heart Math. And they talk about the electromagnetic field of the heart. And I have to get these numbers down, but it's, I don't know, 20,000 times stronger than the brain's. I could be exaggerating a little here, but basically it's so powerful.
I know about that. Okay.
Yeah. So if you live from the heart, you're going to see a big difference.
What advice would you give to someone who feels like burnout and they don't know where to start for self-empowerment or for healing? And they just come to you?
The first thing I would do is I would just give them a big hug. Yes. And I do this thing, the hug right to right, left to left. So there's this thing where you heart hug. Your heart touches their heart. And that also opens them up. I know during pandemic, we couldn't do that.
But I know.
I was still doing it if people were okay with it.
That's
crazy. Then just show them how lovable they are. Get them present. Get them really present. And I have I would put another oil on them. And then, which is white angelica, that blocks all negative energy coming in and out. And then I would show them my baby picture and ask them to bring theirs with them. Because that's who you are. That's who we are, right? That sparkle. And here's my grandson when he was very small. So I try to just get them back to them. And starting to feel lovable and caring about themselves. Because usually when you're burnt out, you stretched yourself to the max.
Yeah.
Or you had a big loss.
Okay. So now I'm going to talk about the certain point you show on your website. Just maybe give me one. I don't want you to give all your secrets here, right? So maybe give me maybe one. So how do you become a love magnet?
It starts
just with one tip.
Self-love.
Self-love. Just love yourself and people will love you.
Yeah. And when I went to therapy, and I like to tell people this, think of yourself as a layer cake, right? So you have all these layers to fill up with self-love, right? So when they're all filled up, I mean, you know, you could still keep adding little creams, icing, and stuff in there as you go along through life. But when most of that is pretty filled up, you're going to start attracting people that are the candles on your cake. The sparkles.
Yeah, I notice when when you'll be depressed, nobody's want to talk to you. But as soon as you're good, you're attracting one person, and then everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody's attracted to.
Right, they want to know
zero or everything.
Yeah, what are you on? What are you wearing? What are you doing? You're a love magnet. Yes.
And so, one little tip to release joy blockers.
Oh, joy blockers. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the main one is negative self-talk.
Yes, we do that a lot, huh?
Yeah. We're like, oh, I should have said that. Oh, yeah. I can't believe I didn't do this. Oh my God, I forgot that. You know, and you start like boom, 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 pounding yourself down. Yeah. Negative self-talk is probably the biggest joy blocker. And that's what the worry and doubt list does in the morning. When you say, I'm worried about this, I'm sad about this, I'm angry about this, I'm anxious about this, whatever. Those joy blockers get out of the way. And then you get in the mirror, you do gratitude, and then you start bringing all this, all the wonderful things that are just waiting to happen for you.
Yeah. So many things you block sometimes. I was talking with somebody else and she was saying, I put that ad for my business, but I know they're not going to contact me. I'm like, why are you blocking your blessings? You're blocking your blessings. Be positive. Think, yeah, they're going to call me. You don't know. They don't know if they're going to call you or not. Don't block your own blessing. So yeah. Why did you put the ad and they're not going to call you anyway? So
yes, exactly. And that's the thing. And that's what the universe hears. And I'll tell people that they'll go, they want to attract a soulmate, right? So they'll say, I don't want someone who's doesn't like to dance. I don't want somebody who doesn't like to travel. I was like, wait, the universe, the angels, they're hearing, doesn't like to travel, doesn't like to dance. So you have to say what you want.
I want
somebody who likes to dance, who likes to play. I want somebody who likes to chat. And then they hear that. But like you said, your friend, she started to block her wish.
Yeah. Words have powers. So be careful what you say.
Uh-huh.
And so we already talked about collaborate with your guardian angels. We talked about the journaling. And something that I saw in there, age gracefully, please. What is this? Maybe it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I saw that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask her about that.
I feel, for me, thank goodness, I'm in my 70s now and go.
What? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, ladies, you cannot see her, but what? You're in your 70s? You don't look 70 at all. Although right now people don't really look age anymore, but.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I know. Okay. So it's a combination. It's not just self-love. That helps a lot. Believing in magic and the angels, believing in things you can't see. So it keeps the sparkle going. Like I want to keep my sparkle going. That childlike wonder. I keep that going. Plus I'm giving and receiving love often. Fortunate that I'm with my soulmate. 37 years this November, married. And the other thing too, I say is what are you putting in your vessel?
Yes.
What are you eating? Are you resting? Are you sleeping well? Are you getting like some pampering? You know, all of that.
It's very important, right?
It's a little of everything, but I think the most important thing I always go back to self-love and like the childlike wonder and just looking for the good and staying present, looking for the good in life.
Yeah, because I mean, you can put whatever expensive cream on your face. If you're always mad and resentful or you eat crap, that's not going to work.
You're exactly right. I say that to people. You see people that get, you know, Botox or fillers and like you said, all this external stuff, but they got a scowl on their face because
you always look mad.
Right. Yes. So you got to take care of the inside and then the outside beauty comes out.
Yeah. And then, so can you share one of your favorite feel-good tweets and the story or message behind it?
One of my feel-good tweets. Let me just open up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just opened up to this page. We have so much love in our hearts and together we can heal the world. Let's open our hearts and spread our love.
Please. Please. I'm into that. Seriously. Yeah. If you spend more time, you know, loving each other than hating and fighting, be living in paradise here. It would be so easy.
Yeah. And you feel better. It's like when you give somebody a hug, they say the hug that comes back is just as great, you know, because the giving and receiving with that hug is tremendous.
Did you hear about that? One of my friends was talking about that this weekend, that you have to hug at least like 3 or 4, 5 times a day. To feel good, you have to hug people, somebody in your family or whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree. I put something out because I have this little micro mini podcast that's on Facebook and Instagram, and it's called The Dose of Didi. So one of them is the 3 hugs a day diet. Like you have to have a minimum of 3. I mean, it's great to have five or more, but three will just get you going.
And what about the kissing also? I heard you have to kiss your partner, your husband, at least like 30 seconds.
I heard about that.
Did you hear about that? And
yeah.
You really like just like...
Yeah, it goes into like another zone. Like if you do like 10 seconds or whatever, the usual kiss, it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds is a long time. But they say if you kiss like, yeah, I think 30 seconds, it's like the heat is coming back.
The heat, that's right. The heat's rising.
We need that. So yeah, so hug, kiss, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, and sometimes like, especially during the pandemic when people are afraid to touch, it was just nice to send out nice texts with those kissy emojis or anything that you could do to, you're connecting somehow, some way. I think that's why a lot of people got depressed during the pandemic. There was no connecting.
A lot of people, especially young people also.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is your program? So if people want to connect with you, they can do something online, right? Is it online?
We can do, like I do Zoom sessions, in-person, private sessions, and then classes. Like I just did a class for the Happiness Club called Mothering You with Self-Love. It was great. Oh. So I'll do public ones too. And then, like I said, the workshops online or also the privates in person or on Zoom.
Okay. Oh, okay. And how long is the program? Do you have, sometimes people have like an 8 weeks program
You know what? I haven't done that, but I really would like to do it because I do have some clients that come twice a month. I have some people that just come once and they're off and running. But I do want to start what you're talking about because people are saying get like a 4 week program or an 8 week program. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people sometimes they feel better if they're like taking care of, you know, and they're like, okay, I know for 8 weeks I'm going to do this and I'm just going to concentrate on that and do my best.
Yes, exactly. Where I give them like one thing to focus on each week.
Yeah, for instance, yeah. So I think my last question will be, what does abundance mean to you? How can people begin attracting in all areas, love, health, finances?
Yeah.
What's the most important?
The abundance. I mean, I'm looking out the window now, looking over there. There's so much abundance in the universe. And when you're on the abundance path, and I know it starts with, I always go back to the self-love, things start to pop because, like you said before, you walk into a room and you're feeling good and people are like, look at her, look at that smile. So then you start attracting it. And also, if you're in gratitude mode, that's the quickest way to attract abundance. So that's how it starts coming in because like some people need more financial abundance or more love abundance or more friendship abundance or more career abundance. And I say, you know, if you're filled up with the self abundance, then you start vibrating and aligning a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. And then it just flows right in.
I know. It just comes to you, right? You don't even have to look for it.
Yeah. It just comes pouring in. And again, it's that belief. That's one of my mottos. Believe it before you see it. People are like, no, I want to see it first.
And after we believe.
Right.
So you've been doing that for like 11 years, right?
Yes, that coaching. But I was doing this. I guess I was always a person where the glass is, you know, half full. Mm-hmm. So I always had a positive attitude. So I was doing this to, that's why I say corporate spirituality. I was doing, having the angels help me make goal, budget. Are great salespeople, bring in new business.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be involved in everything. You need a parking spot downtown, they'll help you.
Yeah, the parking spot.
Yeah, so it's not just like, you know, my daughter, she's a little depressed. Can you help her with that? Definitely that. Or my mom, she has cancer and she's just so, so depressed. Can you help her? Those are lists that you can give to the angels or ask for their help with. But you could also have, it's like, oh my God, I need to find a really good dress for this wedding.
Yes.
Guide me to it.
And so when you left the big job, the corporation broadcast job, you were not scared? Like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that full time. I'm going to help people.
Oh, I definitely was. I was. But you know what? I was ready. Like, okay. I remember being, I was 62 at the time, and I was asking for signs. Like, give me some signs. I'm ready to take the leap. And I just started to get signs. Like, I started to think, oh, if I had to do one more budget or hire one more person or have
can even more imagine. Business,
I was like, okay, I'm done with that. I'm ready. I'm ready to shift out.
Okay, perfect. So your guardian angel listens back to you, right?
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add? Maybe something I didn't ask?
No, I just want, you know, I guess this is it. I want everybody to just feel how lovable they really are and know that the best is yet to come and the sky's the limit.
Perfect. We can just end with that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Didi. And if people want to contact you, I will put all the information in the show notes. And this way they can contact you and book a consultation or be part of your program, you know, and just be positive.
Great. I love it. Thank you for having me. It was such a treat.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Didi.
Bye.
Hi, my lovely listener. This is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, I offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance. And using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.